I guess the first question, the obvious question, are you going to declare overnight?
No, I think we've done well. I think obviously getting over 300, you know, you start to feel like we've got enough on the board. The option, we'll have to see what the weather's like tomorrow, I would say. But it wouldn't be preferable to probably have another go at them tomorrow morning and whack a few and then get them in. Probably 90 overs would be ideal to go to bowl at them, have another crack with the second new ball. I think the weather is fair tomorrow. But just to have enough runs that we can always attack, I think, is the key. Yeah. But it just seems like there's always something in the wicket, so batters have got in and got out, and it's been a trend throughout the game. And obviously there's a few cracks in now, and hopefully it'll be quite difficult tomorrow.
So do you feel that 342 run lead is still gettable?
I think you're going to have to play very well to get it. But I also think it's a very fast scoring ground, and you've got guys like Sarwan and that is experienced players, and I'd rather not be worrying about losing for most of the day and always be worried about winning. That would be my preference, and I think the guys have played well enough to, if we can get sort of 20, 30 more runs in the first few overs tomorrow, then it just gives us a bit of a cushion.
It's been a topsy-turvy day today, isn't it?
Yeah, I was happy though, because as I said, the wicket is deteriorating as we go along. But I think we've had some good partnerships. There was never, we'd obviously like to just be able to declare only a few down, but I'm quite happy with watching the wicket. There is definitely something there. You know, there's a couple that are staying low and a few are hitting a few cracks and bouncing, and there's a bit there for the spinner. So I think if we can't bowl them out in 90 overs, then you're not going to bowl them out anyway.
You were 250 in front at tee, about four down or something like that, and those two quick wickets off the tee, were that a little bit jittery at that stage?
Definitely. You know, they've got a really good chance, even now, you know, chasing four and over or three, everyone's gone at sort of three and a half, four and over, batting normally. So someone comes in and plays a great knock, there's still a good chance for them. You can never count that out. And at that stage, you know, another two wickets and suddenly they're only chasing 280, and I wouldn't have been happy with that. Yeah.
I mean, wickets went down, but your batters were scoring quickly. I mean, James Vince was scoring quickly, Adam Wheater scoring quickly, Matt Coles at the end there scoring quickly. Did that help?
Well, I think that is why, you know, that score on this ground is, you know, probably a few less on the Rose Bowl or something on bigger grounds. This is a really fast outfield, and I still think a good pitch. I think there's a little bit there, but when guys get in, it does start to look fairly easy.